Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome to Coffee Break French. In this lesson, we're going to be continuing to look at verbs. In fact, we're going to do a review of all the verbs that we've learned so far. So that means we'll be covering regular ER verbs, we'll be looking at conjugating reflexive verbs, and also some irregulars, aller, avoir, être, and so on. I hope that you find this review of verbs useful.
So I'm going to give you some phrases to translate, first of all, into English from French. I'll be using regular ER verbs. See if you can work out what they mean. Anna, I'll say the phrase in French, and you can have some time to think about it while our listeners give us the answer, and then I'll ask you for your answer, okay? So, number one. Je chante avec mes amis. Anna, can you tell us what you think that would be?
That would be, I sing, or I am singing with my friends.
Good. Je chante avec mes amis. Okay, number two. Translate into English. Nous dansons le vendredi soir.
And that is, we dance on Friday evenings.
That's right, le vendredi soir, literally the Friday evening, but it's used to mean on Friday evenings. Nous dansons le vendredi soir. Okay, numéro 3. Il regarde la télé. Anna?
Well, I wasn't sure about this one because I think it could mean two things. It could mean he watches the television or they watch the television?
Exactly right. Well done. That's one of the tricky things about French because there are silent letters and silent parts of words, indeed, like the ENT ending. It's often the case that you're not quite sure whether it's a singular or a plural. However, normally the context would help you. So, il regarde la télé would mean he watches the television if it's il, I-L, and regarde, ending in E, but il regarde la télé, where il ends in S, I-L-S, and regarde ends in E-N-T, would of course be the plural. Il regarde la télé, they are watching television. Okay, let's move on. Numéro 4. Vous écoutez la radio. Okay, Anna, try that one.
That would be, you listen to the radio.
Okay, and anything you want to tell me about vous écoutez?
Well, it's only one way of saying you're listening to the radio, and it would be if you're talking to a group of people that you know well.
Exactly, so the vous écoutez could be used as the plural informal, vous écoutez la radio. But of course, it could also be used as the singular or plural formal version. So if you were talking to someone to whom you want to show respect, vous écoutez la radio. You, polite, are listening to the radio. And equally, if you're talking to lots of people to whom you want to show respect, then you would say vous écoutez la radio, the same phrase. This time it would mean you, plural, polite, or you, plural, formal, listen to the radio, or you are listening to the radio. Okay, let's try another one. Marie bavarde avec ses copines. Now, this is perhaps a little trickier. I wonder if you remember the verb bavarder. that we've used in one of the lessons. Anna?
Yes, I remember the verb bavarder. So that would mean Marie chats. Now, I'm not sure whether it's to or with her friends.
Okay, in English, we chat to people, but we can also chat with people. In French, you'd be much more likely to say to chat with someone, bavarder avec quelqu'un. Because bavarder à quelqu'un, it's like you're chatting at someone and they're having to listen to you. It wouldn't really be used. So bavarder avec ses copains or ses copines would be to speak with her friends or to chat with her friends. Or indeed in English, to chat to her friends. So let's try it. I think this is number 6. Can you translate into English, nous aimons la musique? So, Anna, can you translate nous aimons la musique?
We like music.
Yes, nous aimons la musique. Numéro 7, number 7. Est-ce que vous cherchez l'église? So, this time slightly different, Anna.
Well, it's something to do with the chart, but I'm not sure about chercher.
Okay, chercher is to look for.
So it would be, are you looking for the church?
That's correct. Are you looking for the church? Est-ce que vous cherchez l'église? And the vous form could mean that you're talking to one person politely, you're talking to lots of people politely, or indeed you're talking to lots of people informally using the vous informal plural version. Vous cherchez l'église? Are you looking for the church? Okay, numéro 8. Je parle français, tu parles français, mais il ne parle pas français. Okay, Anna, translate that one.
So, I speak French, you speak French, but he doesn't speak French.
Très bien. So, je parle français, tu parles français, mais il ne parle pas français. Notice the negative there. Il ne parle pas français. Okay, that's enough for translating from French into English. Let's make it a little more complicated now and translate from English into French. So, number one, numéro un, Anna, can you translate? I am looking for the cinema, using that word chercher that we learned earlier. Anna, try that one.
Je cherche le cinéma.
Je cherche le cinéma. Très bien. Okay, what about number two? You'll need the word for to play. Can you remember what that is?
Jouer.
Okay, so he is playing at tennis.
Il joue au tennis.
Il joue au tennis. Très bien. Il joue au tennis. Now, jouer à is used for a sport. Jouer de is used for an instrument. So number three, I'd like you to translate, are you playing the piano?
Est-ce que tu joues le piano?
Now it's jouer de. So it's le piano, de plus le gives you?
Du piano?
Excellent. Est-ce que tu joues du piano? Est-ce que tu joues du piano?
Est-ce que tu joues du piano?
So do you play piano? Are you playing the piano at the moment? Numéro 4. We like French films. So you'll probably remember that you can change that to we like French cinema. Anna, can you give us we like French cinema?
Nous aimons le cinéma français.
Très bien, nous aimons le cinéma français. Alors, numéro 5, number 5, I'd like you to translate into French. My sisters work in a cafe. Can you try that one, Anna, please?
Okay, so it would be mes sœurs travaillent dans un café.
Excellent. Mes sœurs travaillent dans un café. Just a quick question. How do you spell travail?
Okay, this is putting me to the test. So that would be T-R-A-V-A-I-L-L-E-N-T.
Good. It's got the E-N-T ending because it's the il, or in this case, the L plural form. Mes sœurs travaillent dans un café. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, numéro 6. And this is quite a tricky one. My brother and I study French. Now, you've got to ask yourself here, which part of the verb are you going to use? My brother and I. What part of the verb should that be, Anna?
That should be the we part of the verb.
Exactly. So, my brother and I, translate that part.
Mon frère et moi.
We study French.
Nous étudons.
Almost correct. The verb is étudier. So, there's an I in there before the E ending. Étudier. So you take off the ER and you're left with the stem étudie. So add the ONS ending to that and it becomes?
Étudiant.
Étudiant. Très bien. So mon frère et moi étudions le français. Mon frère et moi étudions le français.
Mon frère et moi étudions le français.
And some speakers might add in a nous as well. Mon frère et moi, nous étudions le français.
Mon frère et moi, nous étudions le français.
Très bien. That was quite a tricky one. Okay, number 7, numéro 7. Are you eating the pizza? And you can use the tu form here. Anna?
Est-ce que tu manges le pizza?
Almost correct. Pizza is feminine, so it's la pizza. Est-ce que tu manges la pizza?
Est-ce que tu manges la pizza?
And pizza in French, pizza with a stress on the A, pizza.
Pizza.
As opposed to in Italian, pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza. But in French, est-ce que tu manges la pizza?
Est-ce que tu manges la pizza?
Très bien. Okay, et numéro 8, finalement. At what time do you arrive in Paris? Okay, Anna.
All right. À quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives à Paris?
Très bien. À quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives à Paris?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives à Paris?
Okay, well done. So there you've got a number of phrases that you've translated from English into French and from French into English using different verbs, all of which are regular ER verbs. In this week's notes, we've provided a list of additional verbs that you can use that are following the same patterns, regular ER verbs, and you can try making up your own sentences. Now, we also learned some irregular verbs, and it's time now to put these to the test. We looked at avoir, être, and aller. So again, some sentences to translate first of all from French into English. Numéro 1. Nous allons au théâtre ce soir.
We are going to the theatre tonight.
OK. We are going. Nous allons au théâtre, to the theatre, au, because it's un plus le, au théâtre ce soir. This evening or tonight. Nous allons au théâtre ce soir. Numéro 2. Ils sont français. OK, Anna?
They are French.
Très bien, they are French. Numéro 3. Est-ce que tu vas à la piscine aujourd'hui? Anna, can you translate that question?
Are you going to the swimming pool today?
Très bien. Est-ce que tu vas à la piscine aujourd'hui? Numéro 4. Nous sommes professeurs, mais mon frère est médecin. OK, Anna, try that one.
That would be, we are teachers, but my brother is a doctor.
Excellent. Nous sommes professeurs, mais mon frère est médecin. Notice in that one, I didn't use we are teachers and my brother is a doctor. I didn't say un médecin. Because, of course, when you're talking about professions in French, you don't tend to use the article. Je suis médecin, I am a doctor. Il est médecin, he is a doctor, and so on. OK, numéro 5. Elles ont faim.
Well, I think you're trying to catch me out here. It's not they have hunger, but they are hungry.
That's it. In French, obviously, it's avoir faim, to have hunger, but it means to be hungry. But here we're saying elles ont, as opposed to elles sont. Elles ont faim. They have hunger. They are hungry. A bit of a complicated one, that one. Not to worry. Okay, let's put some of these now into French. Numéro 1. You are my teacher. And I'd like you to use the formal version. Okay, Anna?
Vous êtes mon professeur.
Vous êtes mon professeur. Très bien. Vous êtes the formal singular, or indeed the formal plural. Vous êtes mon professeur. Here it's obviously singular because it's mon professeur, my teacher. Numéro 2. They have two brothers. And make it a masculine they. Okay.
Ils ont deux frères.
Ils ont deux frères. Très bien. They have two brothers. Numéro 3. Try translating. Do you go to school every day? And to say every day, you can say all the days, if that helps. Do you go to school every day? Use the tu form. Okay, Anna?
Est-ce que tu vas à l'école tous les jours?
Très bien. Est-ce que tu vas à l'école tous les jours? To form the question, you could also just say, tu vas à l'école tous les jours? And raise your voice at the end. Of course, you can also say, vas-tu à l'école tous les jours? Using the inversion form. But est-ce que tu vas à l'école tous les jours is perfect. Numéro 4. They are going to the cinema with my brother. Anna, try that one.
Ils vont au cinéma avec mon frère.
Ils vont au cinéma avec mon frère. Or indeed, if it was the female, it could be elles vont au cinéma avec mon frère. Okay, last one. Imagine you're talking to a group of people you don't know and you want to ask them, are you hungry? Okay, Anna, try that one.
Okay, again, this one's a little bit tricky. So, est-ce que vous avez faim?
Très bien. Est-ce que vous avez faim? So, vous avez faim, coming from avoir faim, to have hunger. So, are you hungry? Est-ce que vous avez faim? Okay, hopefully this has been a useful review of what you've been covering in the past few programmes where we've been looking at different types of verbs in the present tense. We've looked at regular ER verbs, and we've also looked at some irregulars, aller, avoir, and être. Now we're going to be looking at further verbs in the future, but we'll leave things there for just now. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.